Holy Spirit, I thank you for a reset. Thank you, God, for just restarting our day, for giving us a second chance to have a day where we can honor you. You're the God of a million chances, and we praise you. I also thank you. Thank you for Doc Tallow's message that he would share those things with us, those same things that he shares with his small group. I praise you, Jesus, that you want to teach us about Genesis and how you created and designed the world. I feel like you have us going back to that right now. And I see the theme. I see the theme. So God, help us to go back with you. Help us to go back there and learn more about you through learning about your original design for humans. Micah, can you give me the plug from Daddy's computer and just let me borrow it, please? You're supposed to be sitting, Hope.
Mom, I need to
I bless the lives of each of my children and my husband.
I want to be blessed.
You don't, or you do?
I do.
Okay.
After I get through the charger, can I go get a toy?
Yeah, you can get it quickly. Quickly then, because I already started. Go get a quick toy.
Me?
Yeah, go quickly now. Tell Hope to.
Hope, come quickly back. So, just need to go get my man, and then I'm completely scared.
Okay. Oh, where's the book?
Did somebody open this and steal something? Because I don't remember keeping it unlocked. While we're waiting, I want to show you my stuff. I have this thing. It has the two crystal thingies that power it.
Uh-huh.
And it has a fan thing on the bottom that makes it fly and stuff.
Yeah.
And it works as a frisbee.
Yeah.
And it can spin. I have some cows.
Yeah. Nice.
A lot of cows.
You showed me those, yeah. Are you showing me the same things?
Well, I'm trying to get them out of the way. Fire cow. Let's see. What did I not show you? I don't think you saw this, did you?
What is that?
It is my thing. It is a boulder from a construction set put onto something from a car set.
Yeah.
Like that, and it's cool.
Uh-huh.
And inside of the boulder, I have my special stuff.
Oh.
Some of my special stuff. Here I have a representation of every single kind of little circle thing that we have in the house, except for the donut and the strawberry. There's all of them, except for the donut and the strawberry. And maybe a purple one that I lost.
Yeah.
And then I have a dollar bill. Four gems and a pyramid thing I found.
Oh, that's not a quiet one, though. That's going to talk. Can you get a quiet one?
Like a cow?
Sure.
I can't find
a cow! Go try to look. He's so cute.
It's a cow. I saw a cake cow. It's a cow.
That was at the wall.
Okay,
school.
Hope found something to color. That's a nice one.
I have this guy.
Okay. Want to get something
Let's
to...
Let's see.
Oh, Hope.
I have this guy. This one's cool.
Nice.
It has a thingy. Let's see.
Maybe I'm going to have this.
I have another guy here.
Okay. Okay, come sit.
Luke wants a cow.
Mom, a cow?
Yeah, he wants a cow.
What's a cow?
All right, I'm going to start, okay, guys?
Okay.
All right. Repeat after me. If I honor God,
if I honor God,
I will find success.
I will find success.
Ensure freedom.
Ensure freedom.
And culture friendship.
And culture friendship.
By practicing good stewardship.
By practicing good stewardship.
Disciplining our minds.
Disciplining our minds.
Encouraging creativity.
Encouraging creativity.
And welcoming recreation.
And welcoming recreation. Mom, look, he's breakdancing.
Oh. Cooper's honor God first always.
Cooper's honor God first always.
We love the Lord our God.
We love the Lord our God.
With all our heart.
With all our heart.
And with all our soul.
And with all our soul.
And with all our strength.
And with all our strength.
And with all our mind.
And with all our mind.
And our neighbor as ourselves.
I'm pretty sure this is from Star Wars.
Do the next one. Cooper's use words to bring life.
Cooper's use words to bring life.
Cooper's use words to bring life. You do it next.
I could do it my own self.
Look, we're in a whole group. You've got to do it with the group.
Can I
sit in your lap? No. Y'all sit next to me. Cooper's use words.
To bring life.
We know the tongue.
Has the power of life and death.
Our words are pleasant. Sweet to the soul.
And health to the bones.
They are gentle. A tree of life. Our answers are gentle. Deflecting anger. Okay, do you see why then when we talk yucky to each other, I'm like, wait. That doesn't feel right. And I'm like, we need to do better. Because words can hurt and then words can help. Yeah. Okay, words can actually bring life or death. Wait, so it's important.
Your words can kill you.
Oh, wait, wow. Okay, Coopers are truthful.
Wait, can I tell you something?
What?
Scientists in some random place did an experiment where if they said bad things to a plant, then the plant would die.
Haha.
I think.
I tried that once.
Coopers are truthful.
Coopers are truthful.
Truthful.
Coopers are truthful.
Say it. I'm a monkey.
You do your turn too. Ready, Luke?
Everybody could copy me.
Three, two, one.
What do you say?
Coopers are truthful.
Coopers
are true. We do the truth.
We do the truth.
We come to the light. That our deeds may be clearly seen. That they have been done in God.
They have been done in God.
Yeah, Coopers are transformed by God.
Coopers are transformed by God.
We let the Holy Spirit renew our thoughts and attitudes. We put on our new nature. And are renewed as we learn to know
our Creator,
and become like Him. Very good.
Coopers are chosen.
God chose us. To be the holy people He loves. So we clothe ourselves.
With tender-hearted mercy.
Kindness.
Kindness.
Kindness?
Kindness.
Humility?
What does humility mean?
Humility means thinking about God and other people more than you think about yourself.
Okay.
Gentleness?
Gentleness.
And patience. We make allowance.
We make allowance for each other.
For each other's faults.
For each other's faults.
And forgive? No.
And forgive. No.
And forgive?
And forgive.
Anyone?
Anyone.
Who offends Jesus?
Who offends Jesus?
We remember.
We remember.
That the Lord forgave us.
That the Lord forgave us.
So we must forgive others.
So we must forgive others.
We clothe ourselves.
We clothe ourselves.
Don't take his things. We clothe ourselves.
We clothe ourselves.
Say it. With love.
With love.
With love.
Love.
Which binds us all.
Which binds us all.
Which binds us all.
Together.
Together.
In perfect harmony.
In perfect harmony.
Okay. Micah, maybe she can play with one thing. And we let the peace.
And we let the peace.
Thank you, Micah. And we let the peace.
And we let the peace.
Thank you, Cade. Luke, and we let the peace.
And we let the peace.
And we let the peace.
That comes from Christ.
That comes from Christ.
Rule in our hearts.
Rule in our hearts.
For as members of one body.
For as members of one body.
We are called.
We are called.
To live in peace.
To live in peace.
We are always thankful.
We are always thankful.
Coopers are different and different is good.
Coopers are different and different is good.
Coopers are different. Coopers are good.
Different is good.
Coopers are good.
Coopers are good.
Coopers are good. Coopers are different.
Coopers are different.
Coopers are different.
And Coopers are good.
And Coopers are
different.
Good.
Different is good. You guys are messing
different
me up.
Is good.
And Coop and Poopers do different.
Come on.
And different.
Stop.
Is good.
Stop. Do it the right way.
Different.
Different is good.
Different is good.
We do not. Yeah, we do not conform.
We do not conform
to the pattern.
To the pattern
of this world.
Of this world.
But are transformed.
But are transformed
by the renewing of our mind.
By the renewing of our mind.
So we will be able to test.
So we will be able to test.
And approve.
And approve.
What God's will is.
What God's will is.
His good.
His good.
Pleasing.
Pleasing.
And perfect.
And perfect.
Will.
Will.
Good. We know God's divine power.
We know God's divine power.
Has given us everything we need.
Has given us everything we need.
For a good life.
For a good life.
Through our knowledge of Him.
Through our knowledge of Him.
We know He called us.
We know He called us.
Come on.
We know He called us.
I say no.
He called us,
by
his own
glory
and goodness.
And goodness.
We know he's given us.
We know he's given us.
His very great.
His very great.
And precious promises.
And precious promises.
So that through them.
So that through them.
We may participate.
We may participate.
In the divine nature.
In the divine nature.
Having escaped.
Have escaped
the corruption,
of
the world.
Of the world.
We make every effort,
worshippers,
to add to our faith.
To add to our faith.
Goodness.
Goodness.
And to goodness.
And to goodness.
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
And to knowledge.
And to knowledge.
Self-control.
Self-control.
And to self-control.
And to self-control.
Perseverance. And to perseverance.
And to perseverance.
Godliness.
Godliness.
And to godliness.
And to godliness.
Mutual affection.
And to mutual affection.
And to mutual affection.
And to mutual affection.
Love.
Love.
Very good. All right. Coopers choose to be cheerful.
Coopers choose to be cheerful.
Coopers choose to be cheerful.
We know. A joyful heart.
A joyful heart
is good medicine.
Is good medicine.
And a glad heart.
And a glad heart
makes a cheerful face.
Makes a cheerful face.
We know from our hearts.
We know from our hearts.
Flows the springs of life.
close the screen to life.
So we keep our will.
Desires.
Patterns.
Emotions.
Commitments.
Decisions.
Meditations. And wishes. With all diligence.
With all diligence.
All right. Coopers do the right things. We do. What God requires of us. What is good. Which is to do what is right. To love mercy. And to walk humbly with Him.
Is this Micah's verse?
Yeah. Okay, ready? Coopers are full of God's hope.
Coopers are full of God's hope.
We keep our hope. Come on, Hope. Which is a strong. And trustworthy.
Anchor to our souls.
It leads us. Through the curtain. Into God's inner sanctuary. The Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. We do not know. You're not allowed to touch us. If you go for it again, you're going to be in trouble. It's the second time.
Okay.
What are you not going to do?
I'm not going to touch it.
Thank you. Okay. We do not know. What we ought to pray for. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. All right. Coopers are prayer warriors. We ask the Lord. We seek the Lord. Say it. And we knock. Good. On the Lord's door.
I think this is Luke.
Because it's Luke. He will receive. We will receive from Him. Go ahead. We will receive from Him. Everybody says it together. We are in a group. Everybody says it together. Okay? 3, 2, 1. We will receive from Him. Good. We will find Him. Good. And He will open the door for us. Very good. Did you say it? He will open the door for us. Mm-hmm. Coopers are victorious. For every child of God.
Defeats this evil world.
And we can achieve this victory. Through our faith.
And who can win this battle
against the world?
Only those
who believe Jesus
is the Son of God.
All right. Coopers are thankful.
And we continually praise God.
Micah, enunciate. We enter his gates with thanksgiving.
And his courts.
Hopi. With praise.
Is this victories?
We give thanks.
Okay.
And praise the name of Jesus. Yes, Luke.
Does the Lord help when you're in trouble?
He always helps you when you're in trouble. Okay.
Coopers serve others well.
We serve wholeheartedly, as if serving the Lord.
Not people.
Because we know the Lord
will reward each one
for whatever good they do. You guys, you're doing a great job. Coopers do hard work. We work diligently. Diligent hands will rule.
Bring wealth and be satisfied.
Very good. Coopers love discipline. Come on, Luke.
Coopers love discipline.
Good job, guys. We discipline our children.
We discipline our children.
Then they give us peace.
Then they give us peace.
They delight. Our hearts. Micah, would you please pick one for Luke to gently play with?
Micah can pick it.
Okay. He gave you a cow, right?
A cow.
It's a cow.
I don't want the cow.
Be happy with what he offers. It's his stuff. Okay, be quiet. We know that no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful.
It produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it.
That's what I was trying to tell you guys yesterday. Okay. Coopers create peace. We are peacemakers.
Thank you.
Because we are children of God.
Stay
here. You don't have permission to leave. Coopers are people of order. Coopers are people of order. Hope?
I said it.
Oh, I can't hear you. God created our home.
Everybody is too loud.
No, you have to say it too. No. God created our home. I can hear your voice even if it's quiet. You just have to speak up.
I forgot what you said because I read everybody else.
We all say it together. God created our home.
God created our home.
If kids, everybody can say it once.
Everybody will do it with me. Ready? God created our home. Let's try again. God created our home. Good. And helps us. Put everything.
Put everything in place.
Good.
It is a place to be lived in. Wait, it's a
very weapon. Good. Okay. Because we have great understanding. We wait patiently on the Lord, and He hears us. Yes, Coopers are careful about what we let.
About what we let influence us.
Coopers know. The eye is the lamp of the body. I don't know. We draw light into our bodies through our eyes. And light shines out.
To the world. Through our eyes.
So we keep our eyes well lit by the word of God. So we can see what is true. Then our whole bodies are filled with light. We are proactive.
About keeping our eyes.
From evil. That's not bleeding. It's a scar. It's like a scab that's healing. Coopers are amazing men of God.
It isn't a scab.
And our boys are men in training. Sharing the same legacy. Okay, now I want my boys to say, I stand above reproach.
I stand above reproach.
stand above reproach.
Hopi, say, my husband will stand above reproach.
My husband will stand above reproach.
You don't say my husband. You're going to have a wife. Say.
Yeah, but.
Boys, say, we are faithful.
We are faithful.
To our wives.
To our wives.
Hopi, say, my husband is faithful to me.
My husband is
faithful.
Shh. My husband is
okay, say, the men are temperate.
The men are temperate.
Self-controlled.
Self-controlled.
Respectable.
Respectable.
Hospitable.
Hospitable.
Say the right word.
Hospitable.
Hospitable. Able to teach. Luke, come back. Not given to drunkenness.
Not given to drunkenness.
Not violent.
Not violent.
But gentle.
But gentle.
Not quarrelsome.
Not quarrelsome.
I obey you.
I hope so. Not a lover of money.
Not a lover of money.
Okay,
not
now. Good. Say Cooper women.
Cooper women.
Are amazing women of God.
Are amazing women of God.
And our girls.
And our guys.
Are women in training.
Sharing
the same legacy. Okay. Cooper women.
Cooper women.
Submit. To sacrificing. And loving husbands. We win them over. No.
Okay.
Without words.
Without words.
By our behavior.
By our behavior.
When they see.
I see.
The purity.
The
Micah, and reverence, of our lives.
Of our lives.
Cooper women. Have inner beauty.
Have inner beauty.
And the unfading beauty.
And the unfading beauty.
Of a gentle, quiet spirit.
A gentle, quiet spirit.
Which is of great worth.
Which is of great worth.
In God's sight.
In God's sight.
They are of noble character.
They're a noble character.
Their husbands.
Their husbands.
Hopi, say it. Have full confidence in them.
I forget what you said.
Their husbands.
Their husbands.
Have full confidence in them.
Have full confidence in them.
They lack nothing of value.
They lack nothing of value.
Cooper women bring good to their families.
Cooper women bring good to the families.
And work eagerly with their hands. Come on, say it the right way. They provide food. For their families.
Well, for their families.
Set about work vigorously.
Set about work vigorously.
Their arms are strong for their tasks.
Their arms are strong for their tasks.
They have no fear for their households.
They have no fear for their households.
They are clothed in strength and dignity.
They are clothed in strength and dignity.
They speak with wisdom.
We speak with wisdom.
And give faithful instructions.
They give faithful instructions.
They watch over the affairs of their household. Come on, Hopi. You need to say this.
I'm trying to say it.
Good.
I can't say it after persons are saying.
You say it after me, then you say it. I say, then you say. And you're all saying it together because you're in a group.
What is persons?
Cooper children.
Cooper children.
Belong to God.
Belong to God.
They are amazing warriors.
They're amazing
warriors.
In the kingdom of God.
In the kingdom of God.
They learn how to bear.
A legacy. The same legacy.
The same legacy. They give peace. They are a delight to their parents' hearts. They obey their parents because they belong to the Lord. And because this pleases Him. Okay, come sit. As the name implies, Genesis is about beginnings. Genesis tells us God created everything that exists. It shows us God is creator and ruler of all creation. It also tells us of humanity's tragic fall into sin and death and God's unfolding plan of redemption through his covenant with Abraham and his descendants. Genesis includes some of the most memorable stories in the Bible, beginning with Adam and Eve and continuing through Noah Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, ending with the life of Joseph, who died before 1600 BC. Traditionally, Jews and Christians recognized Moses as the author, writing after Exodus from Egypt, commonly dated around 1440 BC. Some dated around 1260 BC, so that's kind of interesting. All right. In the beginning of the world, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And evening and the morning were the first day. Bless you. And God said, "Let there be, let there be," and what? Let there be, and what? Expanse in the midst of the waters.
Firmament.
This is a different version. In the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters that were under the firmament from the waters that were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the waters of the waters that he sees. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let there be."
And God said, "Let there
be stuff that happens." So we need to be green.
I gotta look at the King James version.
But I'm black. What? You need to get after green his kind.
And it was so. And the evening
and the morning were the first day.
It's not passing.
What?
It's not passing.
And God said, "Let there be light." Heavens to the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years, and let them be lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars also. No, Hopi. And God said, "Let the earth," and it was so. No. And God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light into the earth, to rule the day and rule the night. I can't sing it with a different version. Hope and Luke sit. I'm losing some because I don't have the right words. God said, "Let the earth." Let me see if I can get the King James version here. I'm sure I have.
If you search it on YouTube, if you search the song on YouTube,
I'm sure I have a King James version. Bibles. Here we go. King James. Okay. Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. Here, let's make it bigger so you can see. Okay. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them... What's the tune? Let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. I'm getting the tune wrong.
And God, evening and
God made two. Well, no. God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also, and God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day, and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree-yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. Look, this is when he gave them meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so.
So you have to eat meat with herbs?
Well, tree, fruit, to eat. He gave them herbs bearing seeds and fruit in the trees for meat. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Okay, chapter 2. Thus the heavens and earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created. in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed, and out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Yes, Micah.
If Eden was on the earth, why haven't we found it yet?
People think that they have seen parts of it, but I'm not up to date on that research, so we can look it up later.
How have they seen parts of it if they haven't found it?
They think that they postulate where it would have been. Mm-hmm. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison, and that is it which compasseth the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. Oh, there's gold there in Havilah. Okay, I'm going to go to this one.
That would make a good fiction novel.
Yeah. And the gold of that land is good. Bdellium and onyx stone are there. The name of the second river is the Gihon. It is the one Gihon. Yes. It is the one that flowed around the whole land of Cush. And the name of the third river is the Tigris, which flows east of Assyria.
It's probably a name.
So if we find a place where those four rivers connect, that would be where Eden is?
It's saying a river flowed out of Eden to water the garden. And they're telling you about the rivers.
So then if we find where they all
And then it divided.
If we find where they all come from?
The source. That's what people have done, yeah. The source of all of these. So there's a river from Eden, and then it divided into four rivers. So you'd have to backtrack, right? Mm. The name of the second river is, what'd you say, Gihon?
Gihon.
Gihon. It is the one that flowed around the whole land of Cush. And the name of the third river is the Tigris, which flows east of Assyria. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. The Lord took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "You may surely eat of every tree in the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die."
I've never heard of whatever the H
was. Okay. Could they rename things sometimes, right? Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him." Now out of the ground the Lord God had formed every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all livestock and to the birds of the heavens and to every beast of the field. Yeah. But for Adam there was not found a helper fit for him.
I'm Adam. Hippopotamus.
Remember how Doc said Adam...
Platypus.
Invented taxonomy, the way to categorize and name the animals.
Giraffe.
No,
so
hippo.
The Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man.
Bear.
And while he slept, he took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. Cut. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made it into a woman and brought her to the man. Then the man said, "This is at last,
Koala.
This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed."
Bum, bum, bum.
Okay, now I'm going to read chapter 3 because this doc said, okay, read chapter 3 so you can anticipate what I'm going to teach you, okay? Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God actually say, 'You shall not eat of any tree in the garden?'" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden. But God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.' But the serpent said to the woman, You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that
the
they were naked.
Was like this.
They sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I have heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." The Lord said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, that and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and put your between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel."
Mama,
to the woman he said, "I will surely multiply your pain and childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be contrary to your husband, but he shall rule over you." Raise your hand. No, raise your hand. And Adam, he said, what?
Do you know that the serpent actually had legs on his wings in the story?
Yes, you're right. And then he didn't.
Because they broke off.
Yes. Okay, and to the woman, he said, "I will surely multiply your pain and childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be contrary to your husband, but he shall rule over you." And to Adam he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return." The man called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all the living. And the Lord God made for Adam and for his wife garments of skin and clothed them. Then the Lord God said, "Behold, the man has become like one of us, in knowing good and evil. Now lest he reach out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever." Therefore the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he was taken. He drove out the man, and at the east of the Garden of Eden he placed the cherubim and a flaming sword that turned every way to guard the tree of life. There you have it.